we're all recovered from holiday travels, and we want to do better next time. And that's why we've asked our travel expert, the guru of the web, Johnny Jett, proprietor of JohnnyJett.com, the most comprehensive travel site online, to join us. Hey, Johnny.
Hi, Johnny Jett.
Hey, Happy New Year.
You too.
Where in the world are you?
You know, I'm back in Los Angeles where I live. I had a very good December and early January.
That's unusual for you to be home. How many miles do you travel about per year?
I usually do about 150,000.
150,000 miles.
Yeah, that's why he knows what he's talking about.
How many days of the year does that amount to that you
are away from home? Way too many. I think I'm gone about 80% of the time.
I read something over the weekend, words to the effect that nearly two-thirds of all travelers today research online before they book anything. And like 10 years ago, that was probably in the single digit. So everybody wants to know how to research their trips, and you're the man with the answers. So let's begin right off with something you wrote about on the site. Why you want to get bumped off your next flight and how to do it. Do you have any say in this matter? Isn't it up to the airline always?
Well, it all depends if the flight is full or not. I mean, if the flight is not full, you have no shot at getting bumped. So the best way to get bumped, if you want to get bumped, and the reason why you would, is that you can get some good money towards an airline ticket for future travel. You want to pick flights that are during peak season or business time. So especially over the holidays, all the flights were full. And then when there's a big storm like that, again, they get very full. So I know some people, when a storm comes or they think a storm's going to come, they'll buy a ticket right before they think the storm's going to hit so they can try and get bumped, and they play the bumping game.
So wait, once you get bumped, do you have to immediately book on another flight? Or do
you
can't just say, oh, I was bumped, and then like next May make your flight arrangements?
No, usually not. It all depends on the airline, but... So usually you're going to do it when you're traveling. So let's say you're going from Chicago to California, and you're going during, you know, Thanksgiving week or whatever, some peak travel time. And when you check in online, you always want to check in online, first of all. And you can see when you're trying to pick a seat assignment, or actually even when you go to book a ticket, they usually give you a seating chart. And you can usually get a good idea if the flight's going to be sold out or not if there's no seats available. But that's not always the case. Sometimes the airlines, you know, block some seats and they just show that they're not available, but when they really are available. So a great way to do it is to call the airline and ask, hey, is this flight oversold? And then if it is oversold, when you get to the airport, you ask, you know, I'd like to be put on the volunteer list. And you always have to be polite, by the way. Don't ever demand anything.
Right.
So, and they're going to say, well, that usually needs to be taken care of at the gate. So then you go up to the gate, and the gate agent usually comes like an hour before the flight time. And then you wait in line patiently or try to be the first person in line and say, hey, I'd like to volunteer. And usually they're very happy to have volunteers. So right away you get on their good side. go ahead.
So the great thing is that you might get like, what, $150 toward your next ticket, something like that?
Oh, no, you don't want to go for $150. They're usually going to give you at least $300. I usually don't do it for $400 or $500.
Right. So that's what you ideally, because I was going to say, if it's $150, how much is your time worth? Because I don't want to spend, you know, 6 hours at the airport waiting for a flight.
For sure. But for $500, and if you have like a family of four, and what the ideal situation is to say, hey, before you take the bump, ask how much it is, what they're going to offer. So sometimes they'll say, we'll get you on the next flight, which is 2 hours later,
Is it negotiable?
It's always negotiable.
So you can, if they say, well, we're offering $300 for this flight, can you say, well, I'll do it if you give it to me for $500? Won't they just offer it to somebody else?
Well, they'll offer it. If no one else is taking it, then they negotiate. The problem is everyone these days, you know, the other day, like I was in Hawaii and my flight was oversold and I said, hey, I'd like to volunteer. And they said, well, it's only $300. And I was like, I'm not going to do that. But all these other people were willing to do it for $300.
Right. And you also say wait close to the gate.
Yeah, right next to the agent. So if they do say, by the way, we're oversold, does anyone want to volunteer? You just want to be able to make three steps and be the first person in the line if you want to do it.
Now, if the airline bumps you, we're not talking about volunteering. If they bump you, you can ask for cash, right?
You can, for sure, up to $1,300. And that happened to my sister last year. She called me from the airport frantic, saying they were going from Miami to Barbados, and they were the last ones to check in. And I said, why didn't you check in 24 hours like everyone else? They said, I don't know. She didn't do it, and she waited till they got to the airport to check in. So they got bumped. And so I said, don't fret. Tell the airline that they owe you $1,300. And the agent actually whispered to her when she said it, say, okay, just wait a minute, and I will do it. But
wow.
they didn't want to publicly tell that to everybody.
Wait, is that a secret that nobody knows, that it's $1,300 anytime you get bumped?
That's when you get involuntary bumped. So let's say, you really want to go somewhere and they say, hey, we have no seats, we're oversold. And it all depends on the destination too, if you're going domestically or internationally. And so she was going to Barbados and it was only a 2-hour flight or whatever, 3-4 hour flight. But they each got $1,300 in a check.
So the agent whispered because he didn't want everybody to hear, but he took care of them, huh?
Yeah, she said. The agent said, "Okay, just stand by the side of the desk, and when I'm done, putting the flight together, I will, write you guys the checks or whatever."
What about if you're voluntarily bumped or not voluntarily bumped? What's the deal on getting a pass for the airline lounge or getting a hotel upgrade, food, things like that?
And how about your checked luggage?
Okay, so it's best not to check luggage, by the way, so if you want to play the bumping game, because
yeah,
that way it's much easier for them to move you around. Otherwise, they got to take your luggage off. But what you can do is, again, it's all negotiable. It depends how many people are willing to get off the flight. So a lot of people these days, a lot of people don't want to get bumped. So the airline will offer more money and offer more perks. So if they're going to give you a flight the following day, they're definitely going to give you a hotel. You should ask for transportation to and from, like a taxi voucher they can give you. They'll give you meal vouchers, usually $10, for breakfast or $10 for lunch or dinner or whatever each, which is not a lot. And you can also use it at Starbucks, I hear. There's a little trick with that. And then also, you can ask about a lounge pass. Say, hey, can you get me into your club lounge, which is normally a $50, per person a day pass, unless you have a membership or you have like an American Express Platinum card or the airline's credit card.
Are there some airlines that are better for all of this than others?
For getting bumped?
Yes.
You know what? There are some airlines that don't bump. I don't think Southwest bumps at all. I don't fly Southwest very much, so I'm not familiar. But either Southwest or JetBlue does not bump, because they don't oversell. But American and United, all the big ones, they oversell all the time.
Okay, so
during peak seasons.
What's the deal if you are booking a flight that is already like super, super expensive and then there are no seats available? I mean, that just happened to me last night.
Yeah, where are you going, Florida in the wintertime?
Mexico.
Okay. So what I like to do is before I actually press purchase, I look at the seating chart to see if the seat's available that I want. Because if there's only middle seats available, I might try and change a different flight. But what you can do, there's a website called expertflyer.com, and you can they'll give you seat alerts for free. They'll give you one seat alert for free. I think everyone after that is 99 cents. But what you want to keep doing is keep checking back. Either keep checking back with the airline or signing up to the seat alert, and they'll let you know when a better seat opens up. They'll email you.
And see, you also suggest on your blog here that you just do it all over again on the next flight if you're playing this game, huh?
Oh, for sure. If you're doing the bumping, I know people who have done it, three times in a day.
Really?
Yeah.
We did it once when we were all going on vacation. Bob, I don't know if you remember this.
Well, we weren't playing the game. It just happened to us.
Well, but then we offered, because there were five of us, and the next flight was in 2 hours, and then we got a whole free vacation is what, at least the flights for the next time.
And that brings up a good point, by the way. Don't take a round-trip ticket. Take like the $300 or $400 cash value because they have no restrictions. If they give you a free round trip ticket, it has restrictions. You can't do it over, you know, peak holidays. You don't earn frequent flyer miles. But with the cash, you know, there's no restrictions, and you get frequent flyer miles.
Okay, so, Johnny, I love the fact that I subscribe to your site, johnnyjet.com, because I'm always getting alerts when you have a new blog item. And one of the things that you just recently blogged about, besides how to get bumped off a flight, was how to earn, like, 50,000 extra miles with a credit card. And I always see those offers, and I always throw them away. What's the deal with that? Should we not be throwing them away?
It all depends. I mean, first of all, if you cannot pay your credit card bills off on time, do not sign up to a travel rewards credit card, any kind of airline affinity card, because their APRs are really high. But if you can pay your credit card bills off on time, it's a great way to see the world for cheap or sometimes free. Hmm. So
there's, you mean if you pay offers, the entire amount, is that what you're saying? Or if you just make on-time payments?
No, you want to pay the entire amount. You don't want to carry any kind of balance. So, you know, you got to be – I once played the air – you know, like 10, 15 years ago, I was in debt and I was in trouble because I was playing the credit card game and I was just, you know, going from one credit card to another. But then when I finally was able to pay them all off, every time I get my bill, I pay it completely off in full. And that is the way to do it. Otherwise, it's not worth getting an airline credit card because in the long run, it's not worth it.
So if you can do that, you can earn a lot of extra miles.
You can. And, you know, I know people who sign up. I know people who have 20 different cards open. I have about 5, and I usually will sign up to, you know, one or two a year. But you usually don't want to do it. You want to do it every 4 months. You don't want to do it, you know, more than that.
And then you close off the ones that you're done getting the miles on?
No, I don't, and then I don't really recommend it because it could hurt your credit. But it all depends. I know if the card, you know, if it turns into be a bad card, then yeah, and I've done it before on different credit cards. But typically I don't do that. But what I do like about it is that usually when you get these offers, sometimes they'll give you 50,000 bonus miles and they'll waive the first year.
And why every 4 months do you wait?
Because your credit card, your credit rating. You don't want to take any hits on your credit.
Right, got it. Johnny Jet, he's got all the answers, and we have some questions for you. Johnny, can you hang on a little bit? We'll go to the phones. 312-981-7200. I also want to talk about hotels when we come back. Bob Surratt and Marianne Murciano talking travel with the man behind the great website, johnnyjet.com. It's Johnny Jet, and your calls at 312-981-7200. Here is Leonard. Go ahead, Leonard.
Hello, everybody. If my flight just gets canceled, do I have any right as a person on that flight for any freebies?
For freebies? I mean, if it's canceled because of weather, you don't. But if it's canceled because of mechanical, you definitely have some rights. And, you know, you got to contact the airline. Hopefully they'll cancel it before you get to the airport. But
what happens if the flight is delayed?
If the flight's delayed, you're asking?
What happens if, or what happens if my flight is delayed for 2 hours? Do I have any rights from that side while I'm sitting in there waiting?
You know, it all depends on the airline, because all the airlines have these contracted carriages with these really long fine print that everyone should be reading, and, you know, no one does, including me sometimes. So it all spells it out right there. It all depends on the airline. I don't want to give you wrong information. But usually if it's 2 hours or more, if it's mechanical, they will give you something.
Thank you, Leonard.
And in Europe, for sure, they'll do it now.
Let's go to Bill. He's got a question here for Johnny Jet. What's up, Bill?
I want to know whether there's a website called cheapair.com. Can you tell me, is that legitimate?
Cheapair.com? Yeah, I've heard of Cheapair.
Yes.
Let me just look real quick while I'm online, just because there's Cheapo Air, which I know is legitimate, and I think cheapair.com is legitimate as well.
It is. I've used them.
Have you used Cheapair?
You got the thumb.
Yeah, Cheapair, yeah.
All right.
You know, I have not used these guys, but one way to tell if a website's legitimate or not is you can Google their name and also Google, you know, Better Business Bureau and their name and see what kind of complaints they've had against them and look for any affiliations on their website, and I don't see it on there, so I might be wary.
Hi, Joy. It's your turn for Johnny Jet.
Hi, Johnny Jet. This is Joy. I'm calling to see where I even start getting a ticket. I'm going to Spain in May. I'll be flying from Indianapolis to Barcelona and then returning from Seville or Madrid back to Indianapolis. What can I expect to pay, and what is a reputable site? Where do I start?
Well, that's a good question. And, you know, one way to save money, by the way, is from going from Indianapolis is probably going to cost you a lot more than going from Chicago. So I would price out both and see if it's worth, you know, driving to Chicago first, and because you could save a lot of money, or flying into let's say Paris and taking the train down, or into Madrid instead of Seville. And because sometimes, one time I was flying from New York and I needed to go to Sardinia in Italy. The flight was $3,500. And I was like, that's ridiculous round trip. But then I looked, if I flew into London, it was $700. And I jumped on a low fare carrier right to Sardinia, it was another $100. But
wow.
But the way to do it is when you fly these low fare carriers, is you can't have a lot of baggage. They will charge you
right
big time for a lot of baggage and all these different add-ons. And you also sometimes they go out of different airports. So you want to make sure it's the same airport, and you also want to leave plenty of time in between flights. I recommend spending the night in these different cities. So, like, you know, if you fly to Paris, spend the night in Paris or Frankfurt or whatever with these major hubs, break up the trip, and then go out the next day to your destination. And you could save some serious money. But your other part of the question, you know, there's all different websites. You can go to Expedia. You can go to Orbitz. On my website, on johnnyjet.com, we have a search engine which actually has six different search websites that you go to. You just put in your city pairs and your dates, and it will open up, and Expedia is one of them, and all these other guys. Kayak is another great site.
Okay.
Hey,
but
Joy.
You want to be flexible with your time, with your times. You don't want to just put in what date and time you want to go. Try and be flexible. Also, ITA Matrix, which is one of my favorite websites. It's owned by Google now. You can do a flexible search, and it'll tell you the day, which is the lowest time to fly.
That was ITA Matrix,
yep.
Did you say?
Yeah, ITA Matrix.
ITA Matrix.
Yep.
Okay.
Just Google it, and it will come up. And
enjoy. Consider
a search calendar.
Consider a couple of stowaways, too, on that trip to Spain, would you?
Oh, Bob, come on along.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And by the way, I'm just looking.
Love
there's some
show,
cheap
guys.
Deals
Thank
right
you.
Now. I'm looking online. There's a new website called theflightdeal.com, and I just look. And they have a flight from Chicago to Beijing just came out today for $706 round trip, including all taxes. So that's
wow, that sounds unbelievable.
By the way,
$700 and something round trip to Beijing from Chicago?
That's pretty good.
$706.
This is kind of interesting. According to J.D. Power's research, noise and a bad internet connection are two of the most common problems hotel guests experience, but customers are more likely to call the front desk about a spotty Wi-Fi signal than a neighbor banging around next door. That's big now, isn't it, Johnny?
For sure. I mean, it's so frustrating when a hotel does not have good internet, especially in my line of business. But, and, you know, everyone wants free internet, but I'd rather it cost a little bit and have good internet than free internet and be very slow.
By the way, we've been getting a few texts from people saying that Southwest does oversell and that they are regularly asking for volunteers.
Okay.
So that might be a new thing. And we have
No, it's not new. That was JetBlue that I'm thinking about that doesn't oversell.
Oh, I see. And then we have somebody who just wrote to us saying that their son was supposed to be coming back home from Punta Cana to Chicago on Sunday. Yeah, and then he was stuck there until this last Saturday because of weather, and the best they could do was put him on an American Airlines flight to Cleveland, but that it would cost him $2,800. And so he stayed there, and he's hoping that they will cover his resort costs of like $200 a night.
What airline was that?
United, Premier Executive. He flew on miles.
Are you kidding me?
No, I know. That does not even sound like... That's crazy. Why would they do that?
No. There's no way. They should not be charging him $2,800.
Well, that's what they offered him, and he decided to instead just stay.
Oh, they offered him $2,800?
No, it would cost him $2,800 to fly to Cleveland. That was the offer that they had for him.
That's a ridiculous offer.
Yeah.
And no.
He made the right decision.
For sure. But, again, when weather plays a factor, the airlines, their hands are kind of tied. There's not much they can do. And these days, flights are so full that once there's one cancellation, you know, it's tough to get people on other flights. That's why it's taking them so long to get him back.
Right.
Much more at johnnyjet.com. Check it out. Johnny, as always, very informative. And we'll talk to you again soon from a location that's even more exotic than L.A., I trust, next time.
I hope so.
Take care.
Take care. Thanks for having me.